Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you on the Lord our Sabbath. And I certainly hope that you are enjoying your rest in the Lord on this rainy Sabbath day on the first day of spring. So hello, spring. Hello, hello, hello. And it certainly doesn't feel like it, and it doesn't look like it, but it is. It's the first day of spring, and I'm excited and elated, as well as elated to be here to share with you and minister the new agricultural calendar alignment for BET 2, which is the second month in the agriculture calendar. And I'm excited about Ilar Z because it is the month that celebrates flowers, the beauty of flowers. And I love flowers. And doing my offerings throughout the year and the month, I always have flowers because I love flowers. They're just so beautiful, very beautiful. And I'm so excited that this time celebrates the beauty of flowers and all that blossoms in the spring season. So I am elated to share this alignment. I have it posted on yesterday's post. I posted it yesterday and thought I'd come today and give voice to it. And has a lot going on, a lot that's happening right now in the BOC Prophetic World Calendar Alignment for this month. And I celebrate, again, the 12 tribes of Israel. And I also celebrate the sons of Issachar in this calendar, which I will get into in the latter part of the broadcast. And I'm just excited about what this month is have birthed in, what it represents, which is beauty and God's creation. And one of the things that I love about each of the alignments and each of the calendars that God had named representing his attributes, representing his dominion. Zilar means splendor and radiance. And that's usually what comes forth in the spring season, is a beautiful radiance and splendor of his creation as it thaws out, as it comes alive. And I'm excited about that. And another thing that I'm excited about in what this month represents, as it was in the last agricultural alignment, it represents the latter rain, the latter rains, what's coming after, what's birthing in the latter part of the year, the latter part of our life, the finishing of what God has said, and that speaks of what? Fulfillment. The latter represents the fulfillment. And so I'm really excited about this because it also speaks of the latter house, the second house, the latter house. And again, that's that too is speaking. It really is. And I tell you, this month is, and in this year is just pushing along as we come to the near of the close of March. Wow. Now, one of the things that I love about the agricultural calendar, again, is it celebrates all of what God created. And again, God used the agricultural calendar and given that to the children of Israel to teach them the blessing of sowing and reaping, and to teach them times and seasons of God. And now that is personal, based on what Jesus Christ has done for us, you can know your times and your seasons by way of God's will for your life, according to what he's saying and what he's speaking to you by way of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I love that about prophecy. I love that about his communication with us directly. He wants us to know. He said, it's my pleasure to give you the kingdom of heaven. And eyes have not seen, neither ears have heard, neither have entered the heart of man or woman, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. So I'm really excited about the fulfillment of what God is saying to you and I at this moment. I'm really excited about what this month means, as well as what it's supposed to and what God intended for it to produce, which is healing. Hallelujah, healing. And I'm excited about that. And every day is a day of healing. Every moment of our life should be healing. Everything we do should be healing. And that's one thing that Jesus did. He went about and healed all those who were oppressed of the devil. So healing is highlighted this month and is the thing that we should be focusing on this month. And healing in the Word of God and Scriptures represents the tree of life. It represents Christ and what he did in atoning for our sins, what he did in coming to heal our soul by redeeming it by his blood and by his body. And the analogy of trees is given that speaks of life. And that is also by water, which is another thing that is also seen in this month, because anything in the earth realm that needs soil needs water. And so trees get their life from water, and we get our life from water, the living waters. And that's why Jesus said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And he says that the tree of life is given to us for the healing of the nation. So it's not just personal. It's for the nations. It's for the whole world. It's for the soul, first and foremost. And so vitality by way of the fountain is what gives life. And so Revelation, the 22nd chapter, first through the third verse, is what the scripture that I wanted to give in recognizing and glorifying God for what he said as he reveals to us the paradise of God and what's in the paradise of God and what's in the midst of the paradise of God. And this is what John, St. Apostle John, says in Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. That means Christ. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And this particular scripture is one of the things, one of the revelations that God gave me that fired the agricultural calendar. Because bearing all 12 manner of fruit represents God's attributes. The fruits of the Spirit represents God. And again, Jesus said that we are to what? Bear fruit, much fruit. And not only to bear much fruit, but that fruit must remain. And it said, yielded her fruit every month. That means there's a cycle. There's a cycle. There's a constant blooming. And, of course, you can't yield your fruit every month unless you till the ground. The ground needs to be worked. And that ground is your ground of your heart, the ground of your time. So every month, you know, we should be bearing fruit, all manner of fruit. Now he goes on to say, and the leaves of the tree were for healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And so the leaves of the tree were there for the healing of the nations. And there was no more curse. So the thing that the Lord was saying to me is, and reminding me of, is that we are to live from the kingdom, from the Spirit. And we must remember the kingdom of God is within us. We live inwardly, outwardly. And the leaves are what? The medicine. It's the word of God. Now, I also wanted to celebrate and dedicate the new calendar in honor of the Queen Mother Mary, who is the mother of all creation, as well as the mystical rose. Because being the mother of all creation, being the mother of God, she is the one that nourishes us. She's the one that sees to her children being the elect lady. And so when we seek her intercession, and we honor her, just as Jesus honored her, and just as God honored her and choosing her to bring forth the Redeemer, we also at this time need to look for her in comforting. And I love that about the masculine and the feminine of God's attributes and his nature, is that our Blessed Mother is there to give us what we need as her sons and her daughters, but we must seek her intercession. And it's a blessing to have her intercession, and it's a blessing to have her presence in her life. And she's always there to receive our intercession and to help us. Now, as I share with you, the second month in the new calendar is consecrated and dedicated to the glory of the second house, which is restored and unveiled and revealed by healing. And I love that, because the Lord said he would do a quick work and cut it short in righteousness. And in this second month, we see where the Lord, in our prophetic history, healed the land when the children of Israel cried out to him. He said, my people who are called by name would humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then what they hear from heaven, and I heal the land. So we should be dedicating and consecrating on the latter. And the latter speaks of what? God's will. What is your will, God? What is to come? And he will show us those things. He said, call upon me, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know it not. So it's God's desire for us to know what his will is, And, of course, he's only going to let us know what we need to know. As Paul said, I prophesy in part and I know in part. But to know the will of God takes knowledge of God. You need to know Holy Scripture. And he said, he that believes on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Now, I'm going to go on down to and talk about the Hebrew letter, Bet, which stands over this month, as well as over our house, meaning our soul, because Jesus being the good porter, the good shepherd, our Savior, when you combine alphabet, they spell the word Father, which means the place of safety and refuge. Father God's first temple was made with the hand of man, but the second temple has been raised by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And that's the thing that I love about the Hebrew and understanding psychogeometry and understanding interpretation, because he's now our high priest. He's my high priest. He's my battle axe. He's my, his banner of me is love. He's the good porter. He said, I will lead you in and out and for you to find pasture. So Father God, in coming to Father God and dwelling under his wings, we can trust. Which is what Psalms 91 says, under his wings shall we trust and find safety. Now, as I was saying, the first temple made with the hand of man was filled with great splendor and radiance, following after the pattern God had given to King David. The second latter temple is filled with an even greater glory because God now dwells within us by way of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's a beautiful thing to note, that I am the church. I am the kingdom. I bring kingdom because kingdom is in me. And that's one of the things Jesus said. Lo, behold, if any man said the kingdom of God is here, the kingdom of God is there, believe them not, for the kingdom of God is within you. And so what we want is a greater glory, a greater manifestation. And that comes by understanding, first and foremost, the gift that's within us, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Takes time to get to know him, takes time to develop a relationship with him. And in order for you to do that, you have to be what? Consecrated, separated, sanctified. And as I shared with you in the last broadcast and declaring to you what Jesus said about loving him, is that you can't serve two masters. Now, in understanding that God is the God of all creation, he's a God of oneness, and he wants us to be in of one mind, heart, body, soul, and spirit by way of Christ, who himself redeemed us by his body and his blood. And a thing that we can learn from this time in our prophetic history about God's timing, being submitted to his will, being accepting of his will, and his timing for those things to come to pass. And one of the things that the children of Israel had a problem with and began to be dealt with by God is their complaining. As Moses was leading the children of Israel out to meet God, after they had come through the Red Sea and encountered Mariah, which means bitter waters of the desert. And so one of the things about moving forward in this year, in this season in your life, is always being grateful and being accepting of what God says and his word. And that can't come by if you're murmuring and complaining. And especially if you're murmuring and complaining against to God about himself. And anything that you are murmuring or complaining about, if it's vexing you, take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And know that everything comes in its own season, in its own timing. And that whatever that has will cause bitterness, he will make what sweet. So that's one of the things that we can learn from the children of Israel, and understanding how not being keeping a joyful heart can cause sin and disease. It can cause you to miss your blessing. And a lot of times when the children of Israel complained, it's because they were not accepting of God's will. They wanted their own will. And although a lot of things that we go through can bring up bitterness or cause bitterness, God can turn it sweet. We can turn it sweet by our prayers, by our speaking, not decreeing, not declaring, by forgiving, by casting all our cares upon him, for he cared for us. And that's what Jesus said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. So now we have Jesus, who's now not just my high priest, but he's our burning barrier. He's a God that's touched with the feelings of our infirmity. He cares. And so God can make the bitter water sweet. He can make that situation sweet. And a lot of times you might not see the blessing in it, but I tell you, God can get you to the other side of that, and you can see the blessing. And that comes by what? Trust in him. Simply trusting. Now, it goes on to say that in the Word of God, it declares that Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed Moses a tree, which when he had cast it into the waters, they were made sweet. And again, that is that word cast. And that's fulfilled in Jesus when Jesus said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Jesus was the one who died on the tree for us. So that's confirmation of what he said. It goes on to say, there he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he tested them and said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his sight, and I will give you an ear commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that what? Healeth thee. Hallelujah, the Lord thy God that healeth thee. So again, healing comes by obedience. Healing comes by instruction. And so God is not a God that just wanted to punish us. He uses his wrath and the children of disobedience as opposed to chaff to show his power because of their rebellion, because of their disobedience, and because of their rebellion. And that's why Jesus also said, that's why Paul said, many are sick among you and even die because they discern not the Lord's body. They did not take the Lord's word and hid it in their heart, they may not sin against them. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but became vain in their imagination and worshiped the creature more than the creator. So it's not about knowing God. It's about loving God and living for him. For your sake, not for him, because God knows everything. He created everything, even the devil. So when you don't live according to what you know and to the obedience of what you know, which is the truth of God's word, then those things will come upon you. And again, the Egyptians was an example of that. And the world the God of this world and the children of disobedience is an example of that as well. Now, this is a time where we will be weighed in the balances. And I mentioned that and spoke on that, in, I think, the last broadcast where the Lord was saying that that this is a time of checks and balances. And he confirmed it with this word. He said, this is a time where we will be weighed in the balances. We should not come up wanting You should not come up wanting, because in this third calendar, second calendar of the Levitical agricultural calendar, but the third month in the Gregorian calendar, we was to make sure that we're having that balance. And that balance does not come by walking according to the course of this world. It's not by going along, getting along. It's by faith, walking in faith, being obedient, being thankful, living in faith. And he was saying to me that we should not come up wanting. And for that, I wanted to give you Proverbs, the 11th chapter, the first through the third verse, where he says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but of just what is his delight. A false balance is an abomination. That means to make something appear that is even when it's not. It's an abomination to the Lord. But a just weight is a delight. Fairness. Justice. Having balance. Too much of a good thing is not good for you. And it also goes on to say, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. Yeah, and pride is the enemy behind a lot of the just weights and false balance. I mean, a false balance, because pride will throw you off. And he said, when pride cometh, then comes shame. That's when God has warned you to humble yourself and you don't. When God has warned you and given you space to repent and you don't, then he said, then come in shame. Because you're walking in disobedience. You're not walking according to the course of what's best for you and your soul. And that's even according to the law of reciprocity and the law of gravity. You must do what's best for you according to what's, according to your chemistry, according to your essence. Now he goes on to say, with pride coming, then coming shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Now, again, Jesus declared that he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And as we give glory, honor, and praise to the Father, he will release his provision and his peace as we walk by faith and not by sight. So with the lowly, there's wisdom. God said, I resist the proud, but I give grace to the humble. And for that, I gave you Psalms 23. Now I'm going to go to speak on the. Excuse me, I got off track here for a minute. Okay. The splitting remainders of the second house. Okay. Okay, another thing that I was blessing the Lord for is, again, what he was saying about his manifested glory and how that will be revealed based on what the Lord has planted and put us. And he said this will be revealed and unveiled in every area of our life and in our homes, which is represented by trees. Because, again, trees stand tall. Trees are sturdy. They have wood. He says, this position will be victorious and fruitful if it's by condition, we are rooted, you are rooted and grounded in the love of Christ, in the love of Jesus Christ. And for that I gave you Psalms 104, and you can read that in your own timing. So I'm going to go down to Psalms 104. It's pretty long. Now, I wanted to expound more on the glory of paradise, because the glory of paradise and the glory and the mantles and the adornment is coming from God himself. It comes by his presence. It comes by, it's released by his dominion according to his purpose, by the anointing. He said, in that day shall the yoke be stripped because of the anointing and his presence. For this reason was the Son of Man manifested, so he may go to destroy the works of the devil. And the glory of the paradise of God has adorned his glorious bride with the beauty and softness of flowers that blooms in the spring season. This is the time of a new awakening. And I was really so excited about this part of the alignment, because that's exactly what spring is doing. Spring is waking up those things that were in hibernation, those things that have been covered and incubated by the snow, by the frozen ground. Those things are now awakening. And as those things awaken, the Lord extends his invitation for his bride, or for you, to come. He said, behold, I send the door knock. If any man come in, I will sup with him. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And so this invitation is also for his bride, for you to come up higher. Hallelujah, come up higher. And this is a time of elevation and promotion. And the Lord is giving many of us who have been faithful. Because remember, promotion comes not from the east nor from the west, but from the Lord. And this is because the bride has made herself ready. Hallelujah. So that says when God opens a door, when he opens a door, we must be ready to walk through it. And God will always prepare us for what's to come. He just throws us out there. He will lead and guide us into all truth. And that comes by preparation, if you've done your part in seeking him and getting the instruction. And with this invitation, where he says he's ready to impart and bestow all that he has purposed and prepared for us. And for that, I wanted to give you Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, the second chapter, 11 through 13 verse. And this is exactly what he was saying in the spring, in this time. When he was talking to his beloved, he was saying, for lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear in the earth, the time of singing of the singing birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. He says, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. And that's exactly what the Lord is saying. Come away with me. Come seek me. Get in your secret place. Get my instructions so I can take you higher. Come up hither. And you must know that's according to what a man had, not what he had not. According to what we have and not what we have not. And so we have to understand that this is a time where things are wrapping up quickly. You say the time is just fleeting. And this is a time where you have to have a made-up mind and a fixed heart, or it's going to pass you by. You're going to miss it. Now, I'm going to get into the constellation, hallelujah, the Mesirah of God. And I'm really excited about the Mesirah because it continues the stag dominion. And that's what the Lord had given me. He said this is the continuation of the stag dominion, because in the previous alignment, we saw the ram, which represents climbing, ascension. And he said the stag's dominion represents the maturity of the masculine. And that continues by the intro of the bull in the animal kingdom of God. And again, the stag dominion declares the time of ascension to higher ground, a time of promotion, elevation, adornment, transition, transfiguration into mountain, in the mountain of his holiness. By way of, again, invitation only, by his express voice, choice, and image. Hallelujah. voice, choice, and image. And I wanted to give you Mark the 9th chapter, 1st through 13th verse. And this is what Jesus said unto them when he assembled his disciples. I assure you and most solemnly say to you that there are some of these who are standing here who will not experience death before they see the kingdom of God after he has come with power. It goes on to say, 6 days Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured, changed in form before them. And again, this is very important in this time, any time. But during your dress rehearsals, this is the time where you're what? In your secret closet. This is the time where you have this personal time with the Lord that when it's time for you to make your debut in the spring season or the thing which God has had you incubate, pray over, when it's time to birth it, is going to speak. So this is a time of transfiguration. It's a time of changing. And Jesus changed in form. And I talk about this a lot, how God can appear in any way he chooses. It's like he can speak to whoever he wants to choose, speak through. He can change forms, but you have to be able to recognize him, recognize your blessing when it comes. And that's why it's so dangerous to have a closed mindset and be so rejectatory about things and people when God has sent them. And because it doesn't line up with what you want, doesn't line up with your flesh. Let's keep it real. Let me just keep it real and keep it plain. Your flesh and your will, you reject it when it's actually God himself. So he changed before them and began to shine brightly with divine and regal glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's exactly what we're doing now. I'm beaming. I'm shining. Because I've been in his presence. His glory is shining upon me. His presence is on me, is with me. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to show himself strong to you. He wants to reveal himself to you. So you have to get into the secret place by invitation. Yes, the word of God says, come boldly to the throne of grace, you may obtain mercy if I have a time of need. But you can't do that unless he draws you. The word of God says, can no man come to the Father except the Spirit of God draw him. Now it says in verse 3, and his clothes became radiant and dazzling, hallelujah, intensely white as no launderer on earth can whiten. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I'm excited about that because when God blesses us to wear white, it's him giving it to us. Not putting on white yourself, trying to make yourself white, and you don't have the attributes of whiteness, which represents purity. It's white that God gives us, and white represents what? Purity. So that's exactly what he's saying. He'll make us white as snow. So that means there's no whitewashing. You can't just put on clothes and put on, oh, and wearing white, oh, I'm clean. No, he's saying your soul is dirty, and you're unclean inside. As Jesus said, you make clean the outside of the plate, but the inside man is full of dead man's bones. So this here is what he's saying about transfiguration, being changed by his presence, his glory. And that's what he's saying. I want to change you, and I will change you in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go back up quickly so I can get to the tribes, hallelujah, again, which is Issachar. Before I go there, let me finish the talking about the stag, the bull, which represents strength and what? Freedom, because the bull is also wild. And that's not a bad thing. Anyone who has a wild spirit is free. And a lot of times they put a negative connotation on it, but the wild bull represents freedom. And that's observed in the Masorah of this month, which represents Taurus, the bull, the ox, as well as the unicorn. The unicorn. Now, I gave you Psalm 29 for that, which speaks of the calf. And this is what the psalmist says. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yeah, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Saran like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire, divided the flames of fire. And so the Lord is ready to give you a fresh fire, a new anointing as you go before him and spend that time with him. Now I'm going to go down and to again, Issachar, and what the tribe means. And Issachar was learned and scholarly in the tribe of Israel. The council of the Sanhedrins were mostly composed from the tribe of Issachar, which were seamen. They were seers. Had great blessings of the sea, and they knew mysteries. The tribe were men who understood the times and the seasons of God. Issachar's charge was to call peoples to the mountain of the house of the Lord. And that's exactly what the Lord is doing. He's calling us to come up hither. He's calling us to sup with him so that our ladder can be greater, and that our latter house will be greater than the former. Now, the nature of the tribe of Issachar was dwelling and meditative, who were deeper and richer than most other tribes, with the exception of the tribes Judah and Levi. So I wanted to just share that with you and minister this alignment, because there's a lot that God is saying. And again, each of these alignments are based on the times and seasons of God on the tribes, but they also are very beneficial to us now, because we now have the new nature. And these alignments are meant to help you navigate through each season. And so I would encourage you to pray on the alignment, take it line by line, and birth it in, and declare it and receive it by faith in the newness of life and in the person of Jesus Christ. So I tell you, I'm really excited about the spring season and all that's going to blossom and bloom, which certainly speaks of our faith. And I pray that you will go from faith to faith and from glory to glory and from strength to strength in the express image of the Lord. Thank you so much. I love you. I will speak with you soon. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and evening. Blessings.